Whew, that was close. God was watching over me. I would never have made it without him. I heard the call come through on the radio and came back out here to try to find whoever needed help. What happened? Can you move at all? Father, watch over us. Protect us, we pray. Be our shield and defense, our refuge from the enemy. Amen. Of course it works. I don't know what I'd do if I didn't know God was listening. Well, I know my folks always go to church on Christmas Eve. Right now, they're probably just getting back from the church service. Gathering around the fire. The whole family's probably there. And Granddad will start reading the Christmas story. And remind us of the whole Christmas story. And why Jesus came. Then they'll enjoy a nice hot cup of cocoa. Well, it hasn't been easy. I certainly didn't choose this mud hole. But I know God's been with me, just like he promised. Have you ever heard the whole Christmas story? Well, have you heard the whole story, from start to finish, and how it really ends? Well, if you hear the whole story, I think you'll understand why the Lord means so much to me. The Christmas story is not just about a baby in a manger, or angels and shepherds and wise men. It's about God coming to man to deliver us from our choice to sin against him. Christmas is God with us. The story starts back in Nazareth. It is one of the miracles of the Christmas story. Jesus, even in his birth, was not like you and I. He is the unique and only Son of God. Some did not, but there were many that did believe on Jesus and accepted the miracle of his birth. Where he was born was also a miracle. You see, Joseph and Mary lived in Nazareth, which was a little coastal town on the Sea of Galilee. But the scriptures prophesy that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. Exactly! God used Caesar to get them to Bethlehem at just the right time. It wasn't an easy trip. 90 miles on a donkey on rough roads. And when they got to Bethlehem, the little village was overcrowded with other travelers. There wasn't any room for them. The birth of Jesus is marvelous, truly miraculous. Normally, people end the story with Joseph and Mary fleeing to Egypt after the wise men visit with gifts and warn them of Herod's wicked plan to destroy the baby Jesus. And he eventually killed all children under age of 2. Herod was a wicked man. But the birth of Jesus was just the beginning of the story. It is the first part of the meaning God with us. You see, there was a purpose God sent Messiah. He was their deliverer. But in a much deeper, more meaningful way than they could have ever hoped for. They expected a military leader to rid them of the shackles of Roman oppression. But the deliverance God offered them was a spiritual deliverance. Their sins, which bound them and set them against God, could be forgiven through Jesus. The kingdom Jesus brought was a spiritual kingdom, into which only those humble enough to repent of their sins and ask for God's forgiveness could enter. They expected a military leader to rid them of the shackles of Roman oppression, but the deliverance God offered them was a spiritual deliverance. Their sins, which bound them and set them against God, could be forgiven through Jesus. The kingdom Jesus brought was a spiritual kingdom, into which only those humble enough to repent of their sins and ask for God's forgiveness could enter. Jesus came, offering life in His name. Everywhere He went, He demonstrated this by healing people of whatever diseases they had, meeting people's needs, and restoring lives. This is the ministry of Jesus, a ministry of reconciliation. Now fast forward from the manger several years. Jesus is now 30 years old and has begun His earthly ministry. He's a household name. Many wonder if He is the Christ, the Messiah, and some believe Him. Yes, they did. They lied and accused Him in order to make Him guilty of death, and then brought Him to Pilate, the Roman prefect, to carry out the death sentence. Yes, Jesus allowed them. Yes, He is God. Now, that's a good question. You see, He chose to die. Jesus wasn't killed because the Pharisees finally outsmarted Him. Jesus chose to die because that was the only way to reconcile us back to God. That's how much He loved us. The cross was God's plan all along. It was why He came. And it was love for us, you and me. Love brought Him to Bethlehem. And love sent Him to the cross, that through His death we might be saved. He chose to die because He loved us. All of us deserve to die because we've sinned. But He took our place so we wouldn't have to pay the price for our sin. Our sin declares us guilty before God. We have all broken God's perfect law. Even when we try to live a good life and hold a standard of morality, we still fall short of God's perfect standard. That's where we're all at. We have all fallen short of God's perfection. We have chosen to go our own way, and we face the penalty of our choice. Ultimately, it is eternal separation from God in hell. You're right, but Jesus didn't die to pay for His sin. He died to pay for our sins. In fact, He is the only one that can pay the sin price. He is the only perfect, sinless one. His sacrifice is the only payment for sin accepted of God. He loved us so much that He died the death we all deserve in order to satisfy the justice of God. He died our death so we could have eternal life. He traded places with us. The cross was God's idea to reconcile a relationship broken by sin. Exactly. He came to die for me and for you. This was God's plan all along. This is the reason for Christmas. This is why He came. Ultimately, this is the meaning of God with us. Yes, all of His disciples saw Him. In fact, over 500 people saw Him. After Jesus' death, the disciples had gone into hiding. They were afraid. Yet after they saw the risen Lord, their fear transformed into faith. The same men that cowered and hid just days after Jesus ascended back into heaven would stand in the temple and declare that Jesus, whom the Pharisees had killed, had risen from the dead, and through his sacrifice now offers life and spiritual deliverance to all who believe. Over 3,000 people believed. When Jesus rose from the dead, he conquered the death that conquers us. He destroyed sin and sin's penalty, death. The Bible says he tasted death for every man. Yes, anyone. Jesus died for the sins of all people who have ever lived. When he died for our sins, he traded places with us. He took the death and hell we deserve, and then rose again to give us life. His life. The life of the Eternal One. This is the gift of God. It brings us into a relationship with God and makes us his children. This is God's gift to everyone. This is what it means to be saved. Through bringing us into a relationship with God the Father, Jesus, God's Son, saves us from our sin and the hell we deserve. Well, not exactly. Jesus loved us so much that he literally sacrificed his life for ours. That same love that satisfied the justice of a holy God and made a way for us to escape God's wrath is the same love that will not force us to love him back. God's perfect love gives us a choice. God tells us that he is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God calls out to us to turn from our futile efforts to save ourselves and instead ask him to save us. That is God's great love to us. He wants everyone to be saved, and that's why he sent Jesus into the world, that the world through him might be saved. Yes, Jesus came to earth for one purpose, love, to save us from our sins. That is his gift to you. Will you choose to accept God's salvation? Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Do you believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins? That he was buried and that he rose again the third day? Do you believe that? The Bible says, repent and believe the gospel. The gospel is simply the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. You must believe the gospel and then simply call on God to save you from your sins and to be your savior. Yes, if you'll call on God, he will save you from your sin. Will you ask him to be your savior? Then call on God to forgive you. Amen. Now Jesus is your savior. He'll never leave you or forsake you. And he wants to lead and guide your life. God is with you. You see, this is Christmas. This is the meaning of Christmas. God with us. This is the deliverance God offers. In the manger, God came to dwell with us. As Jesus walked this earth, God dwelt among us. Then, as he died on the cross for our sins and rose again, it was so he could live with us. This is why he came. God with us. This is Christmas. This is the whole Christmas story. Yes, we are just outside the line. We're in a little hole near the tree line. Praise the Lord.